Hey everybody, it's Tarika. This is episode number 6, and I have a question for you. In what way are you, your team, or your business like a hedgehog? As always, it is so good to be back here with you. Welcome to the Dr. Tarika Show. I'm all about giving you content to help you grow, speak, and lead so that you maximize your performance and find deeper fulfillment in life. So how hedgehog are you? Let me take you back to when I was in primary school. I had a Sega Game Gear. It was a handheld computer system. And at the time, Nintendo's rival was the Game Boy. Nintendo's mascot was Mario, and Sega's was Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, I liked Sonic. He had an attitude, and I played on it for hours. I was good at it. And when you compare Sonic and Mario, there are some similarities, but also some differences. Sonic could run, but so could Mario. Sonic could jump, but so could Mario. But Sonic could curl into a spiky ball and roll around. But Mario could not. If you think about it, what hedgehogs can do better than any other animal, or any of us for that matter, is curl up into a spiky ball. They're the best in the world at it. So why am I telling you this? Okay, well, about a year ago, I came across a book called From Good to Great, written by Jim Collins. It's a book on what makes successful companies, and one of the common denominators described is something called the hedgehog concept. It was denoted as three intersecting circles. Circle number one would contain everything that you could be the best in the world at. Circle number two would contain everything that you were deeply passionate about. And circle number three would be everything that drives your economic engine, that creates revenue. Now, for any concept that involved each of these criteria, in other words, the intersection between all three circles, that would be described as your hedgehog concept. Something so unique, something driven by passion, that's going to make an impact and therefore an income. Now, what was striking for me when I discovered this was I actually went through a similar exercise back in 2015. Back then, I was going through some changes and I felt this itch within me that wanted to make more of an impact than I was already. So I spoke to one of my friends over Skype. He was living in Redding, California at the time, and he was of a business background. He was pastoral and also a life coach. And I asked him, how do I know if I'm in the right place at the right time and if I should be doing something more? So he said to me, Tarika, make three columns on a piece of paper. Call the first column, am I good at it? The second column, do I love it? And the third column, can it make money? And then on the left-hand side of the page, make a vertical list of everything that you do, from making cupcakes to teaching kids breakdancing to performing CPR, write it all down. And then for each activity, move across the three columns and tick off if it fills any of the three criteria, if you're good at it, if you love it, or if it could make money. So I got into that exercise that evening and I worked on it for hours. By 3 a.m., I could see the array of everything that I got up to. Some things that I loved but sucked at, and some things that I was good at that I really just didn't enjoy. But there was one thing that stood out that fulfilled all three criteria head and shoulders above the rest. It was educating, helping, and imparting information to other people through speaking. That was my hedgehog concept. Now, I'm still working my story out, but my question for you is, in what way are you like a hedgehog? In what way is your team or your business like a hedgehog? What I mean by that is, what are you going to be the best in the world at? What are you the best in the world at? What space in history are you going to fill with your skills, your talents, your gifts, your contributions and innovations? And what are you deeply passionate about? What do you so care about? The problems that you can't leave unsolved, that you must fix, that you must improve. And in what way are you going to create such an impact that income would follow? That your idea would stay financially viable because it is shaping the course of history, that it's changing society, that it's improving people's lives. You see, I've had the great, great privilege of seeing school leavers and university students doing the very same exercise that I did back in 2015. And when they do, they have clarity that they hadn't had before. Their eyes light up, they're full of hope, they're inspired, and they start to dream of what's possible. I've had the privilege of seeing teams get together, refocus, and unearth the things that they are the best in the world at and that they are deeply passionate about. It's just such a joy to see. So friends, I want to encourage you. You are amazing. There's treasure in you. You're capable of phenomenal impact. So why not try this exercise out for yourself, perhaps individually or even in teams? Explore what it is that you are the best in the world at. What are you deeply passionate about? And what is it that could generate impact and income? Maybe it'll tell you what you already know. Maybe it'll tell you what you didn't. But perhaps it might just tell you how hedgehog you really are. If you like what you're hearing, then please click subscribe so you never miss a podcast episode. I want to say another massive thank you to all of you who are supporting and following me on Instagram at Dr. Tarika UK. I appreciate you so much. If you want to learn more about my story or my services, you can catch me at my website at drtarika.com. With that said, it leaves me to say that wherever you are, be exceptional, be the change, and I'm looking forward to being with you next time.